Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey, everybody. Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's June 21st, 2023, and this week's episode, I'm going to continue in the theme that I've been talking about, decreeing Bible verses, praying in agreement, worshiping in repentance. So this week's message is asking the Lord for mercy. So you can go to my website, DougAddison.com, for more information about our ministry. Lord, I'm just going to pray right now. True Lord Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you for your angels and the Holy Spirit. And we also know that you are contending for us right now. Open up our hearts to receive this message. Amen. You know, the Lord is for us. He's contending for us right now, and he's developing a stronghold of protection around us. Now, there's a stronghold of protection. You'll find it a few places, but a few verses that I'm going to be using this week. Psalm 27:1, I love this one, is the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You know, this is such a powerful Bible verse to help us stay encouraged. It's also time to press into the Lord for all that we need. So take time, wait on the Lord, take time and pray, rest, and battle in prayer as you need to. And you can ask the Lord for mercy. I think that's what we need to do right now. A really good verse for this, Psalm 27:7. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. You know, this truly is a time of change for the good. So remember to use Bible verses to pray in agreement with the Lord and with others. Ask the Lord for mercy. You know, the Bible tells us, mercy triumphs over judgment, and ask the Lord for what you need. Another thing is to wait on the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be strong. Take heart and wait on the Lord. An amazing verse. And we can wait on the Lord, be strong and be courageous in our prayer life. And the Lord, you know, he knows and understands the details of what we're going through, and he's not forgotten us. And if you need encouragement, just ask the Lord right now. True Lord Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. We just, again, we're going to ask that you would open this up in a greater level as we move into this next section, the day of the true Jesus. You know, I've been doing this each week for a while now, the repenting prayer. This is the powerful, powerful part of your spiritual life. And it's how you can get a breakthrough, really. And I've been teaching on this for a while, but I'm going to walk you through. I've given you another three Bible verses this week and how to ask the Lord for mercy, but you can use any Bible verse. But this process right now is find Bible verses that you need or that would really back up things in your life. Then begin to pray them in like promises. Pray in the promises. Agree with others in prayer. And then do deep repentance of anything that we might have in common that would stop the Lord from moving or blessing us. And you could also add to this worship, fun, and joy is really important. So think about it now. Pray about it, even right now. Pray about what is it that you need. We're going to agree together right now, anything specifically. And you know, I've been sharing this for a while, but we really do. We need, at our ministry, Inline Connection, we need a financial breakthrough. So there's other things that you might need. But here's how you can remove any strongholds, jam-ups, gridlocks, delays that might be coming in the way. We're going to repent. Lord, we repent, renounce, and break anything we might have in common, including generational, generational sins, generational soul ties, curses, things that may be known or unknown all the way back. We ask now that we can come into agreement in prayer to break off things that are holding us back and reveal what they are right now. Also, we want to release forgiveness. Oh my goodness. We just break off the spirit of unforgiveness. Just so you know, you don't have to agree with a person or a group to forgive them. Forgiveness, though, will open things up. We want to be able to, maybe you'll need to get help with it. You can reach out to other people if you have it. You know, it takes more than one swing. Sometimes it does, but other times it'll go through. So, Lord, we ask right now, and I ask forgiveness for anything that I have done or my ministry has done to hurt anybody. In fact, if we've come into agreement, anything, knowingly or unknowingly, against this message or that would stop us from getting our breakthrough to get us out of the old season and into the new, we ask forgiveness, maybe any misuse of anything, spiritual gifts, finances, or anything that you've given us, known or unknown, we ask now that you would flush these things out, seen or unseen, known or unknown, send them to where the true Jesus sends. Ooh, in the name of the true Jesus, the true Lord Jesus. All right, amen. Well, you know, DougAddison.com, my website, like I said, we have a financial need, right? We need a breakthrough to get through this time, an urgent need. And so, you know, consider giving and pray about it. Go to DougAddison.com/give. We're so grateful for all of you. We also thank you for following us. We want to just really encourage everybody right now. Don't give up. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.